Farmers growing grass seed in the far north. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Williams, Minnesota is about a dozen miles from the Canadian border and home to a small grass seed conditioning company called Northern Excellence Seed. General Manager Brent Beneke.
People out there think that northern Minnesota is nothing but sticks and rocks. And sure, there are areas with sticks and rocks, but there's also a lot of agriculture up here. In the 1940s, legumes and clovers, alfalfa, were a very big thing in this part of the state. Then when you moved into the 50s, the University of Minnesota was working on Kentucky bluegrass varieties. So that was the start of the Kentucky bluegrass industry up here.
Beneke says in the early 2000s, local growers moved a lot of production to perennial ryegrass. He says they have about 25,000 acres of it locally.
We ship a lot of seed into the golf course overseeding markets in the southern U.S. And those golf courses, they're primarily Bermuda grass. And when they go into winter, that Bermuda grass goes dormant and brown. So they overseed their fairways with perennial ryegrass, and then that gives the golfers green grass to play on in the winter months.
Seed is also sold to retailers who supply homeowners with seed for their lawns, to green space professionals, and to sod farms. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.